Welcome to WOW, also known as Heats We're Obsessed With, the podcast. My name is Lucy Cave, and I'm joined by Lucy Ford.
Hello.
And James Barr.
Oh my God, I'm in a Lucy sandwich.
Oh, you are, and you love it. You blooming love it, you do.
Talk dirty to me.
Oh, we will. I'm sure we will.
I have eaten a lot of bread today, so I literally am the bread in this bread sandwich.
Oh, that's so dirty. I love carbs. Talking carbs.
If you only just tuned in, just discovered us, this is Heats Weekly Podcast. We're obsessed with covering everything from celebrity gossip to pop cultural updates. Comes out weekly every Friday. For more celeb gossip, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio's on 24/7. And you can go to heatworld.com for breaking news. So let's delve right in with topic number one. Kem and Amber from Love Island have split this week. Are we surprised?
My heart breaks.
I am surprised, actually. Because I talked to Amber like a month ago and she was very set on marrying Kem. But like not in a show busy way. She was like, give it like a couple years and if he hasn't proposed then, like I'll have some words with him. Like they were properly planning their future.
Yeah, but then like didn't Lydia from the entertainment team interview them on a red carpet at the Glamour Awards or the Pride of Britain Awards or something? And she said to them, no, this literally happened like a week or so ago. They were like,
maybe they were in the middle of breaking
up. Yeah, and she said to them, we should put the clip in, but she said, any ideas about whether you guys would get married? Like, are you up for that? And then he replied, no, I don't think so. There's a big gap. And then she goes, yeah, like, no, you know, we're not going to do that.
Classic bloke.
Awful.
What do we think is the reason? I've heard that it's because she's gone all healthy to do Dancing on Ice.
That's such crap.
She must be healthy as well, though. Like, anyone who went on Love Island must have been pretty healthy before.
And what, is he saying that he doesn't want to eat takeaways with his girlfriend anymore?
That's a reason.
I mean, that's really awful.
But you...
They always move in together so quickly. That's the thing. Like, they moved into, like, his house in Essex, didn't they?
With his mum, yeah.
With his mum.
Nice as she is. I'm sure that's not great for the relationship, is it?
But they always do that and then people always break up. Like, do you not think, like, learn from other people's mistakes?
And the pressure, you know, they were argued quite a lot in Love Island and the pressure and all the jealousy that is going to surround them being famous and Kem getting attention from girls and Amber getting attention from boys. And that's what has driven them apart.
I think so. And also the bromance between Chris and Kem, that I already felt like that was in the way.
Yeah. They were very defensive about that, weren't they?
Amber must have been so annoyed when they're having this like huge iTunes number one because she's not getting any attention and hang on, wait, I'm part of the couple that won this and I feel like that would have annoyed me if I was Amber. So
it must be so annoying as well, like to only be famous for who you're dating. So you know, like talking to him on a red carpet, it's like, how are you doing? How's Kem doing?
Yeah, like, he's more popular, isn't he?
But he also, everyone was like, we'll vote for Amber because we like Kem. Like, she was the unfortunate baggage in it.
So true.
It's a really nice way to describe her. I'm sure she'd like that as her email sign-off.
The unfortunate baggage of 2017.
@hotmail.com. Yeah. I think that is so true. And I had another point that I've forgotten because that was so funny. I guess she was just, I mean, he was like, our schedules aren't working. Well, how is that possible? You're the only one with a schedule. She can just fit in with you however, right?
No, that must cause issues. And more importantly, do we feel sorry for Amber's mum? Because she probably got really used to the idea that she was going to, you know, have a house guest at Christmas.
That's so true.
I know. And that's half of the problem when you split up. It's the family.
And mums get ahead, don't they, with Christmas presents. She'd already bought his Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now it's going in a cupboard, ready to be re-gifted for her next boyfriend.
It's the candle. The Christmas candle.
I think this has really showed us that we really should have been rooting for the dream Love Island couple that was Camilla and Jamie.
Oh, yes, and they're still together.
They're still together, helping out refugees, making, you know, food for, you know, camps. It's great.
That's so great.
You're right. They were the best one. And he was definitely the best one.
Hello.
Jamie. Oh,
so
just
hot.
Thinking about him. I might have a dream about him tonight. Okay, topic number two. Raxu.
Raxu.
They won. They went and won X Factor.
Who saw that coming?
Yeah, I mean, it really wasn't a surprise, was it? And actually, Lucy, let's talk about, because they always release the voting patterns, don't they?
Yes, so they've released the stats for how the public voted for all of the X Factor. And from week four, Raxu won the public vote every single week. So it's literally no surprise that they won the programme in the end.
James, did you fancy any of them?
I do, actually. I kind of fancy all of them.
Yeah.
I'd quite like to... Yeah, just I'd go for it. I'd just be in the middle. I'd have it all.
You got a picture with them, didn't you, after all the interviews today?
I did. I never do that. It's kind of unprofessional, but I was like, I need a picture with them. They're so hot. So, and yeah, I haven't learned their names yet, but I was like, oh, I like your pink jacket. To one of them.
I said that as well.
Did you?
Ooh, we have the same type.
Which one? What, do you know which one it was with the pink jacket?
That was Miles.
That was Miles. So he's the one most people fancy.
Miles is cute.
And then it's Ashley, and then the other two, I don't know.
Ashley was getting quite a lot of makeup done, actually. Like, they kept touching him up. Yeah,
he
I didn't really understand.
Was quite hungover
when
we interviewed them. So that's probably why. I think they'd been on a proper bender the night before. They were just talking absolute nonsense.
But they have been the most exciting people to come out of X Factor.
Totally.
And even if people, I mean, this year, not ever, people, even if people weren't interested in X Factor, they all still knew who they were. So they were the right winners. Because often you get like a real dud.
Yeah,
wins.
I know. But I don't, I was trying to think of...
Matt Terry, anyone?
Because it was the most excited I've been about a band on X Factor. Well, obviously Little Mix and One Direction, but JLS, who nearly won.
Yeah.
And I was like, who won that year? Who won the JLS year? And it was Matt Terry.
No, Matt Cardle.
Oh, sorry, Matt
Cardle.
Matt.
Anyone called Matt.
It's crazy. We've just forgotten about all these people that have actually won it.
That's true. Also, at this point, it doesn't really matter if you win or lose. Like, sometimes it's better if you lose because you're not tied to
a record label
that you don't want.
Yeah, I think it's good for Grace that she didn't win.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, 1D didn't win, JLS didn't win.
Did you hear all the gossip about Grace's dad being really annoyed with the show?
Oh, no.
Well, according to a source who was backstage winner's party, everyone was just talking about him because he'd been mouthing off about how that Grace had given them all her music, but she didn't get any money from it.
Because that's the thing. So all these original songs, I mean, Rax have done original
they're
songs.
They're just owned
they go on
by...
iTunes and they're owned by Simon Cowell.
Yeah, they're
Psycho.
Owned by Psycho.
But what do they expect?
Yeah, I guess they
Simon Cowell's not doing this for charity. Yeah. Like, he's making money.
And they wouldn't get anywhere without the X Factor as a platform.
Where do you think he gets his fancy low-cut shirts and high-waist jeans from?
I don't know, Lucy.
All that money.
They do look a bit Primark, let's be fair, but fine.
Or that mysterious fall and he came back a little bit tighter in the face.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah, let's not.
He gets quite heavily airbrushed as well, doesn't he? Did you know that?
He's got a Vaseline lens.
I don't like it when he wears his Harry Potter glasses either. But anyway, we could go on about
sorry,
this.
Sorry, Simon, you're very talented.
I love Simon. No, he's actually very attractive as well.
Oh,
I think so. I think he is. I know, I think he is. But, you know, if you can't be Simon Cowell and not take a bit of...
He has got a mansion made of gold. I think he's all right. Do you know what I mean?
Who do you think is going to be the most successful? One Direction, Little Mix or Raxxut?
1D.
Little Mix. No, I say that as a fan. 1D, yeah, definitely. What do you think?
Well, because they were the first as well, I think. I think if Raxxut had happened ages ago, they
sorry,
probably would
be. Sorry, was that first or thirst?
First.
Okay, because they were also thirst.
Yeah.
They were the first exciting boy band in a while, weren't they?
Yeah.
Because I love a boy band, as every single person I meet will know, because this is the first thing I tell them. But like, we hadn't had an exciting boy band since like Five,
though,
or like 9-1-1.
Though, having said that, 9-1-1. Oh, and he's 17. Having said that, they were coming out with original songs all the time, so they've obviously got talent that maybe 1D didn't have.
Yeah.
So perhaps they could last longer.
So Raxxut have done well. They've kind of usurped the popularity of X Factor, but X Factor hasn't done so well this year, and Strictly again is trouncing it in the rating. Do you think if Cheryl comes back next year as a judge, which is rumoured, that's going to help bolster
it? As the fifth judge?
Yeah. That's what I just talked about.
Where's she going to sit? On Louis' head or something? On his shoulders?
So every time someone mentions Cheryl, and this is no offence to her, do you remember in Zoolander? Has anyone seen Zoolander?
Yes.
When Will Ferrell is like, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Yeah.
When everyone talks about how great Cheryl is, Cheryl's going to save the X Factor. Cheryl this. I'm like, what is the interest in Cheryl? She's so boring.
She didn't really do anything dynamic.
Like, she's not going to save the X Factor.
Apart from when she danced on stage with Reggie and Bowley.
No. I have to say I disagree with both of you vehemently.
Okay.
I'm a huge Cheryl fan. I feel as though she represents the people more than anyone on that panel right now.
Oh, okay.
Like, I really think so. She's like a real person. She's come from Newcastle.
Is she?
Yeah, okay. There's some shady stuff that she's done and she doesn't want to talk about stuff. But like, that's real, isn't it? Like,
she's probably less showbiz than the rest of them.
I think so.
Less surgery.
I don't think so at all.
Really?
Oh, fight.
She hasn't been normal Since like, in I like will 15 fight you years.
In a toilet cubicle.
Right, for this love. After this podcast. After this podcast, you two can have an arm wrestle.
Right. Okay, done.
And that will be the decider.
I'm going to draw Cheryl on mine.
Okay, let's have topic number three. Let's talk about the Kardashians. So Khloe Kardashian and Kylie Jenner have got some crazy birthing plans. Kris Jenner has clearly got dollar signs in her eyes, with the possibility that both could be in labour at the same time.
That would be incredible.
Oh my God. Could it get any better for Kris Jenner, really?
It'll be like one of those toilets in a club that's got two in there so girls can hold hands and chat while they're
just
going
like
for the loo,
poo.
But it's just
Good.
Having a baby in the same
just
room.
Like that.
Gross.
So sorry, welcome to female life, James.
Sorry.
So Kylie apparently wants the rooms painted soft ivory with blackout curtains, flat screen TV, snacks for friends and her own hair and makeup team, obviously. And Chloe wants all her own furniture brought in, Egyptian cotton sheets, a holistic doctor and a glam squad.
Why don't you just have a baby at home if you want that many demands? Do you know what I mean?
It really reminds me of that song from High School Musical 2. What's the character's name? Is it Shantae?
Don't know.
No.
You know it better than
Oh my God.
I'm going to Google it. And she's
Sharpay.
And Sharpay's like, towels imported from Egypt.
Yeah.
And it's so
Turkey
amazing.
Turkey imported from Maine.
I want fabulous. That is my something request. Anyway, it's
they've obviously been watching High School Musical 2 and been like, this is what I want.
It's one of my favourite songs.
They probably have. I mean, are we even surprised by the demands?
No, not at all. I think what I'm surprised by is that Kylie Jenner's pregnant. I mean, coming back to that, that's still pretty surprising.
I know, that came out of
nowhere.
Do we
know who the baby's, like, who's the daddy?
Travis Scott.
Is it definitely Travis Scott?
Well, you would hope.
They just weren't together very long before she got pregnant, which is fine. Like, follow your truth, do whatever you want, but can we just talk about it?
I just feel like, yeah, it's so, I don't know. I feel like she's on track to be a billionaire. She still will be a billionaire. But, and also, like, she obviously really is obsessed with how she looks. I just didn't imagine being pregant was part of her plan. But
I don't know her,
so who knows?
I doubt it was. I think it was an accident.
Right.
And then probably just thought, oh, well.
It's a good rating.
Keep it.
Get the ratings.
And maybe
in.
She can put her makeup range on the new child.
I mean, God. Kris Jenner is creating the Kardashians for generations
yeah,
to
exactly.
come.
Chris yeah. has gone, keep it, because we need more series of
yeah,
the Kardashians.
That's you know, so true.
Yeezy's just made a kids line like Kanye, so it's just an all-out
yeah.
success, this it, whole family. Exactly.
It's never going away, is it?
No, never. Never, ever, ever.
It's they never. Here's topic number four. The Crown is returning this week, this very night, if you tuned in on Friday. Netflix is supplying you all the Crown series, 2-in-1 beautiful binge. How excited are we? Are you Crown fans, people?
I am.
Yeah, I'm really ready for it.
Are you? See, I haven't watched all of the first one because I think I started to watch it and I didn't pay enough attention and then I didn't get properly into it. And then I was like, oh, what's all the fuss about?
Oh, no way, really?
I need to start again, don't I?
I did that annoying thing of like, when it first came out, I was like, I'm not going to watch it. And then like, have now watched it a year later and are just telling everyone like, oh my God, guys, do you know that The Crown is really good? And they're like, yeah, we know, Lucy, it's been out for a year.
I feel like it's not gripping, right? Am I right in saying that? It's not gripping. It's visually incredible and it's quite enjoyable and interesting. But then I suppose I didn't find Downton Abbey gripping either.
No, and I love Downton Abbey and I like things like Howard's End because they're nice and chilled. So I probably should like it. I think I just need to be in the right zone.
I think
that's
you probably
pretty,
need...
Yeah.
Not sending emails at the same time to
yeah.
try to watch it.
I think I was in a breakup when I watched it, probably because most of my life is spent in a breakup. But like, that's when you need it because you just want to like... submerge into it.
Okay. Yeah, it's like opulence and like insane lives. And it's really interesting actually because there's loads of stuff that you learn about the royal family that you didn't.
Yeah.
And do we think that is true?
Well, the second season dips into whether Prince Philip was...
faithful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, whether he was faithful to Queen Elizabeth. Mm. They don't...
Wait, I didn't know he wasn't.
Well, we don't know.
I mean, let's not talk about it in case suddenly...
Well, I mean, I did mention this earlier on, but I, from seeing Matt Smith's performance of Prince Philip, I find him, like, ridiculously attractive.
Lucy fancies Prince Philip.
You're joking.
No, I imagine I would have fancied Prince Philip had I been around in the 50s.
Wait, was it you? Did you? Are you the other woman in Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth's
marriage?
I'm
looking to make some money. Let's not give all the details now. No, but like if Prince Philip was
Salacious.
As attractive as Matt Smith is at portraying him, then like, yeah, go get it.
And do you think... we're
go get it.
Do you think that we're really obsessed with the royals? Even going to be even more obsessed now. Meghan Markle mania has hit.
Absolutely.
I was in America when Meghan Markle mania hit, and I was like, "What? What's going on? Like, who is this woman?" But I've seen Suits, and she's the most beautiful actor like I've ever seen. So I'm pretty impressed, actually. I think Harry's done
it's
well.
It's just funny because she's such a. She's obviously a very in America at least. She's obviously a very successful actress in the sense that she's like consistently been working, but she's it's as if someone on
EastEnders,
yeah, like someone on a
yeah, well,
a, just a I show mean, that you kind of know, but they're not famous.
I know this is slightly off topic from what we were talking about, but she did the interview and they were asking her, like, what's public life going to be like for you? Like, how are you going to take this responsibility on board? And her answer was so media, she was like, we're going to do it together because we're a team, and like,
yeah.
That's not a royal answer,
yeah.
But I'm excited about the prospect of her having babies and then. Basically, there'd be a British royal as president in the US, and it's all very Game of Thrones. And then suddenly, like, Elizabeth knows what she's doing, sanctioning this off. Suddenly, we're one country again.
We're
all
going to merge.
There are some plans in place. Queen this is Elizabeth forward planning is, to the extreme.
Is Khaleesi. Anyway, back to the crown.
Well, one of the great tweets around the crown was. Can't wait for the Meghan Markle series.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they keep it going for as long as they definitely can, because it's great, and Netflix have obviously put a lot of money into it.
And Olivia Colman is in the next series, that's
yes,
right.
She'll be playing Queen Elizabeth in season 3. We don't know who Prince Philip will be. I mean, I'm hoping
well,
he is as attractive as Max.
You're going to be disappointed otherwise, aren't you?
I'm going to be gutted.
Maybe it could be like Len Goodman from Strictly
Come Dancing. Well, then I won't be disappointed.
I quite fancy Len.
Really?
A weird
do you?
Crush with him. Anyway, let's move on.
That's like saying you fancy Bruce. Forsyth.
No, it's not. No,
there
it's
it
not.
Is.
No. R.I.P. No, no, it's not. Right, so let's talk about the last topic now, and that is Strictly talking about Bruce. So the Strictly curse strikes again, this time with professional married couple Kevin and Karen Clifton.
I'm very
now,
sad
she
about
she was on
this.
The front page of the newspapers last weekend. And basically with another person. So it kind of been, and it was as if this was an unknown thing.
So what's been going on between them?
Well, they've obviously split up but not talked about it.
Kevin and Karen are married. They've been married for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
Before that, they were like dance partners. They've mm-hmm. been together for ages. And yeah, apparently she's been spotted with another man, an accountant.
An accountant, I mean, you would, wouldn't you?
Mm.
He's called Stuart Wood.
Stuart Panama
you,
Wood.
You, yeah. You Stuart Wood.
You Stuart Wood, yeah.
And yeah, so Strictly... But you do, the interesting, because you don't normally find the Strictly curse with, like, the dancers.
No, it's normally, like, the celebrity couples. I mean, they haven't come out and said anything, I don't think. And they're still wearing their wedding rings. But obviously, it's probably not very nice for them to be thrust into the limelight like that.
Were dancing together on the weekend, they did a bit of a slow dance together in the professionals... bit.
I love this Strictly curse. It
do
gets
you?
Me really excited.
So, yeah.
It's a real life curse happening in 2017.
I know. It's also because we haven't had one. It's interesting because there was no... Every year someone is affected by it. And this year was like, oh, none of the celebrities are like getting involved in it. But it's now the professionals.
Yeah. But the celebrities are rumoured to be getting involved with each other, but not... They weren't in other relationships, I don't think. So
yeah.
Gemma Atkinson and Gorka still denying anything going on. Molly and AJ... Or does he look too much like a child?
I mean,
he looks
not...
like a doll that someone's made into a man.
They're not together, right?
Oh, wow. I don't
like,
know.
I thought AJ was on my team.
Oh, well, maybe he is.
But I'm not doing Dan Wooden here. I'm not going to out anyone. I don't know. I have no connection or
you
source.
Would think.
Just
I just
vibes.
Sort of want him to be.
Yeah.
He is kind of young, but then there's a lot of makeup there.
He's 23. So
yeah.
He's all right. He does look about 12.
I think it's the makeup.
Yeah.
And she's been out with Gandhi. Why is she going to go out with him?
Yeah, she's not got a type, has she?
No. What about Debbie and Gio?
I thought you meant actual Gandhi for a second,
Gandhi.
Then I caught up.
No.
David Gandhi. Yeah. Yeah.
Debbie.
Still as much of a deviation from type. Like. yeah, Debbie and Giovanni.
That would be nice.
They okay. are very touchy-feely.
I love Debbie.
They... We're chatting on the sofa on the weekend show, and he like had his hand on her knee, which I think is quite intimate, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They have been like flinging each other around the dance floor, so who knows what intimate
is. This is the thing. I mean, they're so sexually charged and working together in such a close environment. That whole team is just so close to each other. It's probably the way to date, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I've been single for a while.
You just thought, you're like, sign me up for Strictly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But get fit and find a boyfriend.
That must be why. So is it a curse or is it just that they're like...
Is it just this is their where they're meant to be? It's just unleashing.
I think it's like if you spend so much time with someone and then you're also having to... Because some of the dancers are really passionate, aren't they? And they have to get so close and like...
Guys, we spend a lot of time together. We spend a lot of time together. There's no curse here, is there?
I'm going to start rumours. finally, who do you want to win, Strictly?
Oh, I want Alexandra
to win. My favourite went out. What?
I do.
Really?
She's great, right? And she's had a hard time.
Yeah, she did.
No, you don't agree with me.
No, she did have a hard time.
If you said who deserves to win, that'd be a different answer, I suppose.
Well, so my issue, maybe I'm just like a classic Strictly viewer. I find people who are very good at dancing from the start really boring. And like she started out really good. And also she's like clearly incredibly fit, like she's obviously dance trained, like that's not just like, oh, I just picked it up and I'm good at it.
It would mean so much more for Debbie, wouldn't it?
Yes, that's very true.
And it would be cool because she's a bit older.
Yes,
I think you're right. Yeah,
vote Debbie. You might
I also do quite like, is it Joe McFadden, is that his name?
Yeah,
Joe McFadden. Joe, insert name when I'm editing.
No idea. Yeah. I'm still sad Aston left. I was
Saston.
Hmm? I was Saston. I was just living for the 2007 X Factor kind of revive that was going on.
Did Alexandra didn't beat JLS. That was different.
No, I think she did.
She did beat JLS. Yeah. Oh my god, and she's beat him again. Yeah. It's like PTSD for
Aston. So true.
Well, yeah. Anyway. In the dance off.
Strictly, who knows who's going to win? May the best.
Wait, Lucy, you didn't say who you want to win. You just said you
think. Debbie.
You want Debbie, yeah? Debbie.
Definitely.
I'm hoping for like an X Factor wild card entry, like they do, and we can have David back because I liked him quite a lot.
Or Eggnog from X Factor. Do you remember him?
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah.
Eggnog. We used to call him Eggnog. And
what was his actual name?
Ewan or something?
Yeah.
Oh, Eoghan Quinn.
Eoghan Quinn.
Yeah, we used to call him Eggnog.
Eggnog. Bring on Eggnog.
Well, it's the season.
Yeah, it is indeed. Thank you very much indeed, guys. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Heats We're Obsessed With. You can listen to Heat Radio and James and Lucy 24/7. Heatworld.com is on all the time as well. And Heat Magazine is out every Tuesday. We'll be back same time next week, every Friday. Woo! Bye!